You're on the Novos podcast, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Another day over, guys. How are we feeling?
Good.
Really, I'm pumped up today. I really enjoyed today's show.
Did you really? Oh, that's good. That's always a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you come out with such a happy vibe. It's an adrenaline thing. It really is.
I'm glad you're so excited, Crevo.
Oh, thank you.
That's what it's all about,
it
right?
It is. What are you guys doing this Savo?
I'm having a quiet one, I think. Mm-hmm. I've been so tired this past week. I've been napping at 1 p.m. It's not good.
Until nighttime?
Yesterday was like 5:30, I think, I woke up.
Do you then go to bed at late?
Yeah, so last night I couldn't get to sleep until around midnight, which is an issue when you need to get up at 4 a.m. for work the next day.
Yeah, last night I went to bed a bit earlier, like 10:30 or something. But then Emmy was on the phone outside and then came in and had to find something in a loud plastic bag in the bedroom. It reset, like it sort of disturbs your sleep.
Do you know what though? Funny, because when we all wake up, I feel like we look at each other's Facebook pages to see when we were last online.
Absolutely.
I woke up, Crevo, at I think 4:05 this morning and you were online 53 minutes beforehand.
That's weird. Oh, you know what it would have been?
What?
I would have.
So Creeper's up early today.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I must have thought it's time
to get up.
I actually hit my head on the bedside table.
Again.
You do that a lot, hey?
Yeah,
another bedroom injury.
That's two so far. I think I need to move it.
Yeah, look, maybe. Jade, very exciting for you today. You're buzzing at the moment because you're hanging out with your new bodyboarding friend for the first time.
I can't wait because we're going to be going out for a surf together. So
I'm sick on some tubes.
Yes, moot. So I can't wait to get at it, to be honest, because the sun is shining so nice here in Newey.
Beautiful day today. Are you nervous meeting a new friend?
Not really, no.
See, I get nervous when I meet new people because will we have anything in common? Will they like me?
Do you start with a coffee? Like,
no, we're just going to meet at the beach and go straight out into the surf. And the thing is, you already know you got that in common. And then I know she works. We both know where each other works. So she's probably got 1,000 questions for me. And
you'll have none for her.
Well, no, because I'm an ex-hostie and I love traveling. And she works at a flight center. So,
that's cool.
Mate, we've got so much in common.
Match
it's ridiculous.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah.
I love how you're saying that, Jade. We've got so much in common. It's not even
We do, but.
Actually,
stop laughing, you boys. It's not even funny.
You are right. You both like bodyboarding. Mm. You both like travel.
Yeah.
What more do you want, really?
I wonder if she has any chihuahuas.
I don't know.
Oh, don't make it too perfect.
But she's small like me. Like, we're short in height.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Have you measured her?
No, asked her. Because we're talking board sizes.
Oh, I see how that naturally came up.
Yeah. So we're talking about, like, different boards that we ride and stuff. And, yeah, it was interesting.
Oh, well, good for you, Jade.
That's good. I'm excited for you.
Thanks, guys.
It's one thing I've failed at since moving to Newcastle.
Making friends here. It's tough when you're an adult.
Mm. Well, I actually wanted to do a making friends party, but it never got off the ground. It's a great idea just because you guys are scared.
Mm. Not scared, just not into it.
What? Yeah, but other people, it's not about you. It's about the people that are going to make friends out of it.
Mm. I'm still off it.
It's a genius idea. Just saying.
Okay. All right. I'm off to pickleball.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Dummy Im. On the show today?
Yes, this is probably one of my favourite things that's happened on the show for quite a while. She essentially tried to trick us, or her management did, tried to trick us into doing a fake interview with her. Not happening.
Never.
So pre-recorded answers attached to those answers were written questions from her management. So it was basically just chatting about her Dancing with the Stars stint and her new music and her new single. Very, like, controlled
and managed interview. Fake. I hate it.
Yeah, and we're all about keeping it real here.
That we are. It's better to have something slightly awkward or not work quite perfectly and be real than something fake like that, pre-recorded, just exactly how they want it.
Anyway, it was very funny. You were very excited, Crevo. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Right across Newcastle, Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday, guys. How
good
are
morning.
We?
Good morning. Really good. Although yesterday, Maddie came shopping with me, right? And I tried to string him along to come take the dogs for a walk as well.
I drew the line in the sand right there.
And it's sort of lucky that you didn't come, Maddie, because no joke, I was walking in Hamilton down towards the race course there at Broadmeadow.
Yeah, at the back there, yeah.
At the cusp, and I had to pick up all three of my chihuahuas. I was like, quick, Ruben, Coco, Myrtle, let's go. And I've reached down. I've got all three juggling them in my arms. And I've started to jog down the street because we'd walked into...
There would have been a sight.
...a mosquito jungle in Broadmeadow, of all places. And they were... I was looking behind me and they were chasing me.
Yeah, it's full on at the moment.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It was like I was in the Amazon all of a sudden.
You know why, Jade? Because you're a delight.
Well, no, they do like my blood.
The mosquitoes are so bad at the moment. I went to I went to plant some cucumbers.
Yeah.
And just yesterday or the day before, and I just had to give up. It's like it's too much.
It's full on. I don't know. This isn't normal,
the
right?
The whole of Newcastle is
being
suffering
swarmed,
with
yeah.
this at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the cars, whenever I get in either of your cars,
yeah.
at, like parked here at work, the cars are just full of mozzies. It takes a good 5 minutes to get them out.
Yeah. I had to turn, put all the windows down. I had to get sucked out by the air, pacing down Maitland Road, 80 k's an hour.
It's intense at the moment. I don't know what, there's nothing you can do about it really, is there?
Well, I mean, do you know what?
Buy just a lot of citronella candles.
Drain the swamps.
I even have a okay, citronella geranium. I don't think it's doing its job.
Just get some AeroGuard, guys.
And that helps, but it's still, like, get you, like, on the face and stuff.
We need that man over in Africa or somewhere where they're turning his blood into mosquito repellent because apparently...
I feel like that's
we need
a
that
lie,
man.
Jane.
No, we talked about it on the show. I think they're turning his farts into... because something in his
what?
Blood.
Yeah,
we talked
no,
about
remember,
this on the show.
Oh, jeez, I wasn't listening that day. Clearly interested me.
We'll freaked you out.
Hey, up next, we're off to New Zealand for a shark attack survival story
New
like
Zealand.
No other. You won't believe how one surfer has fought off a great white.
It's oh
very
my God.
I can't wait for this.
Mm-hmm. We'll do it after Lady Gaga kicking off your Tuesday. This is the QR 9 past 6, 21 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning. Tops of 29 on the coast today, 31 at Maitland and the Valley. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And we're off to New Zealand now for a shark attack survival story.
Yeah, bro.
Like no other. Yeah, guys, over in the town of Puanui Beach.
Puanui.
I tried to get that right.
Puanui.
You know, who knows? Anyway, basically this guy, right, his name's Nick Minogue, out in the surf, and a shark obviously comes up to him, bites his board, he panics and thinks, geez, what do I do? I mean, he was out there alone, only one other surfer, a German guy. I love how he knows all of these specifics.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, obviously, you know, when you get attacked by a shark, Jade, you're a surfer girl now.
Yeah,
that's right. What are your main go-to things to get away from that shark?
I have no idea. All I know is that if it happens, you go for the gills or the eye.
So you do know.
Or punch him. Or punch him on the nose if you can.
Well, you just nailed it. The three things that you're meant to do. This guy tried to do the shark still hanging on to his board. It just wouldn't let go.
That's scary.
And then do you know what actually worked? So he's given up basically on life. He's like, you know, this is the end. This is the end.
It's flashing before his eyes.
He actually says the minute he said this, the shark released him. F*** off, bro.
Really?
He literally told it to F*** off, bro.
And that
the
was
shark
geez.
Let go.
Who knew? Away. Who knew that was the shark repellent we all needed?
Well, who knew they understood English?
That too.
I mean, he did punch it in the nose and poke it in the eyes as well. But he honestly says that this just
F*** off, bro. That was the thing
that
got rid of it.
That was the key that got rid of the shark. Now, I wouldn't suggest employing this tactic as a guarantee to safety if you do get attacked by a shark. But, I mean, maybe it will help.
I always wonder in those situations, like, what would you do? Like, if three of us were out there and something, God forbid, happened, would you just be coming to my aid or would you just be trying to get out of the water?
To be honest, Jade.
How close are we together? Yeah.
Well, maybe 2-3 meters.
Yeah, I think you try and help. I think you try and, like, annoy the shark or get rid of the shark because that's what... Once you, like, freak a shark out a bit, they do go away.
Well, thank you. I know you're going to come to my aid, Prevo.
It depends how injured you are, though. I mean, if they've bitten both your legs off...
Maddie!
And, you know, I don't know.
Then they've already got this snake.
Shame on you.
You know what? You wouldn't save me.
Shame. Yeah, if you were, like, right there like that, I'd try and grab you.
If I was a try being the operative word there, Jade, I would try and help, but, I mean, if it was a lost cause...
You're right, as if, you know, you just don't want to look like a bad guy. That's okay.
You wouldn't save me.
I would save you!
No, you wouldn't.
You
if
loon?
I was 5 metres away, Jade,
you loon.
And I've lost an arm and 2 legs, and, you know, do you know what? Chances of survival, very low. I honestly don't.
You
think
know what?
You'd
I'd be thinking
me.
Of your mother, your poor mother Suzanne, your brother Christian, and your sister Chelsea wanting your body to be buried. Actually, burnt because I know you want to be cremated. But
wow,
still,
this conversation
went so dark.
You know, I'd be thinking of
look how
of
offended
your
you are over these hypotheticals, Jade. You need to sort your life out.
There's always a chance that anyone can pull through.
Well,
don't leave
exactly.
a man behind.
That is very true.
Crevo, you're at the top of my speed dial now, mate.
Yeah, are you changing Crevo to BFF in your phone?
Yes, you're demoted.
I'm back to new FM Matt.
Yes, no double T.
Oh,
because I know that rolls you up.
What's in your box today, Jay? Grab
All
your
right.
big red box.
I'm going to give it a shake.
All right, clue time. You rub this up against the meat.
Ooh.
Give this another shake.
Okay, all right.
Okay, 13-10-09, the lines are open. Playing What's in Jade's Box next. We've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away this morning. So if you want to score yourself those tickets, give us a call right now at New FM.
What's in Jade's box?
All right, double pass up for grabs to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. Jade, we've slipped something into your box.
Yep, and I'm going to give it a shake.
All right, here we go.
13-10-09, if you want to guess what is in my box this morning, what's the first clue?
You rub it up against the meat.
Rub it up against the meat.
And it has like a soft sort of rubbery end.
When you say meat, you mean steak?
Yeah, could be steak.
Okay.
Could be something else, some other meat.
Okay.
Could be fish even.
Okay, the lines are open. 13-10-09, double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs this morning. Okay, here we go, guys. Who have we got first this morning?
It's Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good,
yeah,
thank
really
you.
Good, thanks.
What are your plans? It sounds like you're going to work nice and early.
I'm on my way to work, same time every day.
Unfortunately, you can't go fishing at this time every day. Do you like going fishing?
No, I'm not much of a fisherman. I do like boats and water sports, but fishing's not my thing.
Okay.
Although I hear it's yours.
Yeah, I don't mind fishing. I like going out in the kayak every now and again.
Excellent.
Derek's like, give us a go at this game. Stop talking about your fishing.
All right. I think it's like a meat baster or like a barbecue brush.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, happy day.
That's simple.
Just like that.
Yeah, you're a winner this morning.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
No, thank you for listening.
Derek.
Thanks for hanging out with us. That's simple.
I love his accent.
Box back tomorrow, guys.
That it is.
And, guys, after this, we're going to talk about my sister-in-law because the poor thing, she's trying to find love. She went on a date.
Oh.
And she went around this guy's house and then he hid her glasses on her so she had to come back and see him again.
This is weird, isn't it?
I reckon it's weird. But, Maddie, I think you said that it was sweet. Because he wanted to see her again.
You guys are carrying on far too much over this. You know what? He just wanted to see her again.
Oh, I don't know.
Sweetheart.
Well, we're going to get your thoughts on this on 13-10-09 or tell us your thoughts on our poll on our Facebook page right now.
Very good.
right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So, as Jade mentioned before, we went to the shops yesterday. We had lunch at Hungry Jack's together.
Oh, did ya?
Never again, Jade. Never again.
Why?
Do you know what? The poor girl working behind the counter there, Jade's sitting at the table just trolling her about how bad her service was.
Really?
She wasn't. Okay, I was sitting there and I was watching, you know, there was a really...
You're speaking so loudly as well so she could hear.
No, I was not. That's you being dramatic. No, that's not true. But I was there and
I'm
I was
pretty sure it was.
I will own up to Maddie and say that she wasn't smiling at all. I've never seen someone so...
upset.
Sour.
Jade just kept prodding and prodding and prodding. The girl clearly wasn't in the mood to chat. And you know, Jade.
Yeah, but you're like, in customer service.
Jade, you know, very different. She's
no,
working
it's not.
In Hungry Jack's.
Do you know, no excuses. Hungry Jack's would disagree with you on
that
one.
Do you know what she said? So we're standing there. She's like, she was totally fine. Hello, how can I help you today?
No, she didn't. Oh, yeah, that's standard. But then it was silent.
That's all you
and
need.
She didn't even crack a smile the entire time. And I watched her and she didn't even smile or anything with anyone that worked in there.
So there were like three steps for Jade to try and get something out of this girl. First of all, she goes, so how was your day today? Are you busy? And the girl's like, yeah. Like, it's okay.
Should have been asking me that question, but anyway.
Then Jade goes... oh, yeah. So, what else, like, what else is this gonna, what else do I get in this meal? Can I get this? And she's like, yeah, you get that. And then she finishes it off by saying, I just went to the toilets here and your toilets are very clean.
They were very clean.
See, I would be very insulted if I worked at Hungry Jack's.
Why?
And you said,
that's a
oh, your toilets are very clean.
They were very clean.
Like, you know, I wouldn't, okay.
Your job is just to clean toilets.
I wouldn't be insulted by that. That's a weird thing to be insulted by. But I also do like the sense of efficiency that that girl seems to be employing. Like, just... a couple of word answers is good because then you get on to the next customer and make more money
no
for my business.
There was no one behind me. And I'm thinking, you know what, that's probably why there's no customers going there.
Oh, I don't think people are going to a fast food restaurant just for the customer
it's
service.
The point.
You know what, Jade, as someone who doesn't smile and I also worked in fast food, I just think, you know what, if you want to have a chat, get a therapist.
You
you're at
what?
Hungry Jack's.
You're miserable. Honestly, you guys have no idea. Why aren't people being nice to each other anymore? I don't
There's
understand.
Nothing, so, because
that's very 2000s.
It's also, not very 2000. Being nice and happy and polite to people is never outdated.
Jade, there's
just
nothing
saying.
Wrong with being nice, but you also got to remember sometimes people just have an off day. Like maybe your cat's
no excuses.
Sick or something.
I'm not allowed an off day.
Yeah, but... like, if you work at a like a fast food restaurant, I think you just can.
I disagree.
Anyway, that's
well,
all right.
Do you know what? Saying this
we can
straight
still be
up,
mates.
You two, right? So the receptionists in the office here always say to Jackson and I, "You're the only two announcers that speak to us. The other two just don't even acknowledge that we're here."
Really? No, that's not true.
Oh, Jackson, is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
That feels unfair.
Oh, but because we go home out the back door.
Well, like whenever I, to be fair, I do go home out the back door, but whenever I roll past, I always say hi.
Well, there you go. Just saying, guys.
Okay, fair enough. Please. Feedback. Take it.
Anyway, sweet or sour this morning, because
yes.
my poor sister-in-law, she's really putting herself out there trying to find love. And
Tinder?
Yeah, I think Tinder, all the different apps
Poff.
Out there at
she
the moment.
She got all the apps.
Yeah. And I told her she should start going on those sites where you actually pay, because I think more people are genuine when they've got to pay to send people
a message.
I feel
like that's a trick, but yeah, okay.
But I'm not sure. But I think this guy was on Tinder. Anyway, they went on a date. You know, things went well, and because they'd been talking for a little while. And then the next morning she was trying to go to work, get ready to go to work.
Okay.
And then she couldn't find her glasses. She didn't have time to do a full search because she had to get to work real quick.
Right.
But then she realised that he contacted her and said, oh, just letting you know, you left your glasses here. And she's like, no, I didn't. You hid them. And then he goes, ha-ha, like in the message.
Oh, what a sweetie. Just wants
I
to see her.
I don't think it's sweet. Ew. I think it's creepy.
He just wants to see her again. That's quite cute.
Don't do it that way.
If you genuinely leave something behind, fair call. If you're hiding them, there's something sinister about that.
Alarm bells, I think, personally. But 13109, tell us what you think. And no judgment. Like, if you have hidden a dates item before,
No judgment.
Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah.
No judgment except from Jade and I. Maddie, though, he won't judge you because he's on the other
He'll
side.
He'll think you're a sweetheart. The 13109, we're going to take your thoughts on it.
All right. After Savage Garden, To the Moon and Back. Great song, isn't it? I love Savage Garden.
Sure.
Yeah,
is.
I was devastated when they broke up.
They hate each other now.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
6:40 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Tops of 25 degrees at the lake today. Good morning. Savage Garden, 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. It's currently 17 degrees at Valentine. Mostly sunny day today, guys. And,
beautiful.
13:10:09 this morning, we are talking about Jade's sister-in-law. She's gone on a date, and her little buddy that she met hid her glasses in order to see her again. So, 13:10:09, sweet or sour? I think it's sweet.
I think it's a bit off.
I think it's creepy.
There's something weird about it. I'm going with the sour camp because it's the intention. Like, if she genuinely left the glasses behind in the bathroom or something, you could use that and go, oh, you've left your glasses behind. Do you want to pop round again? But if you're hiding them.
Yeah. And she was like, I know where I put them.
And it's glasses as well. Like, yeah. It's something you need, not like a scarf.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like there's a bit of a difference there.
Like, she had to drive to work without her glasses.
See, that doesn't seem safe. You know what I mean?
Poor thing.
I mean, wouldn't you think, though, she would have woken him up and said, hey, where are my glasses?
Well, obviously she was trying to, skedaddle out of there, you know?
Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, you just got to take that bullet, don't you, if you don't want to speak to them.
Not for glasses. And not for, I think, you have to buy new glasses because he hid them? I don't think that's
what I mean. You get up and go, listen, well, where are the glasses?
Where it got a little bit more creepy is, though, is that he kept on messaging her after he said to her, look, I think you left your messages here. he ended up saying, oh, I really, really miss you. Like, when am I going to see you again? And got real super clingy. And then she said, look, I'm going to come around for my glasses, but I can't stay long. She had to, bust out the excuses.
Stop hiding me stuff.
Yeah. I'm so glad she's never seeing him again. But we put this on a poll on our Facebook. Maddie, I'm sorry, but 63% of people reckon that it's creepy.
37's not a number to scoff at.
Actually, yeah, that's a lot higher on the sweet side than I thought.
It's not sweet. It's dangerous.
You know what? Some people just, don't have the confidence, Jade, to say to, said person,
really
want to see you again. Maybe that's his. Jade's going on like he killed her puppy. I mean, he just hit her glasses.
Yeah, but, it's the hiding part that gets me, and it's also the glasses being an essential part of, safety for that.
Any chance he had of a relationship, he blew on that.
I mean, she did pounce on him straight away. You hid them.
No.
I mean, he admitted to it,
and she said, yeah, did you hide them? But then he goes, hee-hee.
Oh, yeah, funny. Cheeky guy.
You're into it.
Tell you what is cheeky, Crevo. A bird has gone missing and come back with an accent.
Yeah, this is a bizarre story, and what's so amazing about it is how long the bird was away, and it actually went further than an accent. It actually learnt another language.
Incredible. Birds are really smart.
They're amazing. We'll get into the full story next.
Excellent. 6:47 with Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Good morning, you eat.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Brand new music from Conrad Sewell. That song is called Big World Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 31 at Maitland today.
Sort of an amazing story about a parrot leaving its owner for 5 years.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. And it just comes back out of the blue. Maddie, have you got the...
I do indeed.
...the story there? Let's have a listen to this.
A man in Torrance, California has been reunited with his African grey parrot named Nigel. He reported Nigel missing 4 years ago, and at the time of Nigel's disappearance, the bird spoke English in a clipped British accent. When Nigel was returned, he was using Spanish phrases and kept mentioning some guy named Larry.
Is this a stitch up?
It's a real deal.
A true story.
That's.
Where's the audio of the parrot?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't speak.
They tried to get him in for the interview, but he was very resistant, I guess, being a parrot and also, all.
Larry, Spanish.
I didn't realise they migrated really that.
No, but a lot of, you got to remember, a lot of people speak Spanish in different countries who have different names.
Larry.
Oh, yeah. I thought he travelled, flew all that way.
I don't
Silly
think he's
me.
Gone to Spain. I think he's just in California.
How many Spanish guys do you know called Larry?
Well, I don't know many Spanish guys, to be fair, but I'm guessing some would be called
he
Larry.
He it back.
Did well, it just came back out of the blue, apparently. So what I was reading, like, it literally flew back to his house.
Far out. It just went on a bit of fiesta.
Exactly. It's like, I want to try life at a Spanish guy called Larry's house for a while. Oh. This guy's a bit of a fun party animal. And then, you know.
He had some, like, exotic Spanish seeds or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's always eating paella and chucking the remainder out the back. What a life to live. And then I guess after a couple of years, he went, you know what? I'm done with this party lifestyle. I want to return to my roots. As a lot of people do when they get older. You know, they change the way that they live.
I don't give birds enough credit. They do have a lot of character.
They do. And they're very, I don't know, there's something intelligent about them.
Yeah,
like
smart.
There's this great video going around at the moment where a bird laughs like an evil superhero sort of character.
Oh, really?
And I just think that they can really imitate things and they're really quite intelligent animals. So I give credit to this parrot for learning a second language. It's better than I can do.
Hey, absolutely. I mean, points for credit where credit's due, right? Jeez. Yesterday on the show, Jade, you said this.
I love this smell of fake tan.
Do you?
Yeah, if I could bottle.
How does it make you feel?
It's soothing. It takes me back good memories with my girlfriends and just getting spray tan. Smells good. I love it.
Okay.
Excites me.
You're into what you're into.
So you hate the smell of spray paint. 13:10:09 after the news, we're doing what smell gets you going? Do you love the smell of petrol? I know I do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I used to stick my head out the window when I was a kid and I'd be breathing in the fumes and Mum would be like, Jake, don't do that.
What are you, a dog?
I love the smell of enamel paint as well.
Really?
Fresh mown grass, that's always a winner.
Explains a lot, really, doesn't it? 6:57 with the Novo's News Time next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo's.
The Novo's.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
13:10:09 is the number you need to tell us what smell gets you going. Jade, you revealed this on our show yesterday.
I love this smell of fake tan.
Do you?
Yeah, if I could bottle.
How does it make you feel?
It's soothing. It takes me back good memories with my girlfriends and just getting spray tan. It smells good. I love it.
Okay.
Excites me.
You're into what you're into.
You know what? I do like the smell of fake tan.
Really? You're on Team Jade?
Have you ever had a fake tan, Creeper?
No.
Never, ever in
Sounds
your life.
Sounds amazing.
You should. Jade, I've got a great idea. Why don't you spray tan Crevo for the show? Get him in his little paper undies.
That's not a great idea. You guys have had a lot of great ideas. That's not one of them.
Put a paper bag over your head so people don't know
over
it's
your
you.
Head?
No, so they don't know it's you if you're worried if you know.
What do you mean?
What are you saying, Jade?
No, like
you're gonna
in case
leak
he doesn't
the photos
want
on the internet.
Well, if he did it live, it's sort of comforting. It's like, oh, no one can see my face, so they don't know it's me.
No, that's not how that works. That's definitely not happening.
Okay.
What? New segment, the Novo's firsts. Crevo kicking it off, fake tan into it.
Oh, it's a bit naff, isn't it?
I don't
Every
think
radio
so. I think
show
it's
has
a
done
brilliant
that.
Idea.
What are you getting? You're gonna get your wax your something? Is that what's going to happen?
Wax what?
Wax what?
I don't know. People,
I
like
think
every
been
radio.
Waxed. You've been waxed.
Oh, okay. Every, like.
You haven't, obviously.
Early radio show does, like, oh, let's wax someone. That'll be funny on the show. And it's like, oh, is it?
Well, we want to know what smell gets you going. I mean, there are, you know, the basics, you know, the chlorine. Another one I like. I love the smell of chlorine at a pool.
Something about it.
Glue, Sharpies.
You know what I actually like? When you've washed sheets and then dry them in, like, really good sun, and when you first put them
good
on the bed,
smell,
that's
oh,
a great
there's
smell.
Something about that. It's just brilliant.
Well, tell us what smell you love on offer this morning. Yes, you've been waiting for them. We have a family pass to give away to the show, newcastleshow.com.au, back March 6th to the 8th at Newcastle Showground. We'll do it next, straight after this, for you, Jade. Tay-Tay,
yay!
You need to calm down. Live across
great
Newcastle,
tune.
7:06. Good morning. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. We're live for you Tuesday, 105.3 New FM. And on 13:10:09, we want to know what smell gets you going. So let's go
Gabby.
To the phone, shall we? Oh,
yeah.
Gab.
Hey,
Gab.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yay.
Tell us, Gab, what smell really gets you going?
Okay, this is a pretty weird one, but I absolutely love it. You know when you're in, like, a concrete car park and, like, the concrete gets a bit wet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It sort of smells like when it's about to rain, except, like, on steroids. It's the most amazing smell. And I have literally been in a car park before and just been like, you know, I'm just going to sit here and just admire this smell for a moment. I love it.
You know what, Gabby? Yeah. The same smell, I think, happens when you hose down your driveway or whatever. If you wet some concrete in your backyard, I really like that smell too.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't noticed it. I'm gonna be ready next time.
Of course, only in the evenings, of course, with water restrictions.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah.
When it's hot,
Gabby, are you just hanging out at the Westfield car park
with a bucket?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like coast is clear, guys.
Let's do this.
Gab, we're gonna send you along to the show. Okay, all yours.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
You're very welcome, Debbie. How you doing?
Hey,
good,
Debbie.
How are you guys?
Really
Hi,
good.
You.
Really good. What smell gets you going?
not that way, but
oh.
When I was at Newcastle Uni, the smell around lunchtime of Subway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they pipe it through the uni. It just smelled really, really, really good.
The cookies in particular. I love the cookies.
I think it's the bread as well.
Yeah, the bread.
Yeah, just, yeah, the bread and, I used to float there. Like, I wasn't even hungry half the time. But
I love
that
Debbie's smell. Like, they pump it through the uni. They've probably got some deal going.
Yeah.
They do, I'm sure of it. It's probably the best Subway in Newcastle is that one.
They just get up there in the air conditioning ducts and they just put a little pipe from their bread oven up to there.
Yep.
Do you still work there, or are you still a student there, or are those days long gone now?
Pardon?
Like, were you a student there? Like, are you done? Do you still go to uni?
I was a student. Yeah, student.
Yeah, awesome.
It was good because, like, you'd be stressed out, and you come out at lunchtime and you smell that, you knew it was chill time, and it just. Oh,
that's
great.
Just did it for you.
Yeah.
Love the smell of Subway bread. Hey, Debbie, do you like the smell of donuts?
Yes, I used to be a donut baker too.
Did you really? You're like Jay, jack of all trades, Debbie. We're going to give you a GF Donuts voucher. Feast for you. All yours.
Okay, great. Thanks.
No worries. Thank you.
Morning, Trent.
How are you going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. So what smell gets you going?
Methanol.
Oh.
Is that like dettol or like metho? It's metho, yeah.
It's used in race fields. I remember from up in Newcastle Motor Drome when I used to work in the pits with a few people.
Yep.
Yeah, stood too close to the cars while they were tuning the motors. Yeah, your eyes would water and if you rubbed them, you'd near cry.
Now, Trent, do you think this has affected you in your later life at all?
No.
Are you down there at the Newcastle 500, Trent? Just like...
Breathing it in.
Breathing it in.
Yeah, I am actually.
Front row seats. You're paying big dosh.
Good on you, Trent.
Smell the methanol. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Mate, I tell you what, we're going to give you a bottle of beautiful Hunter Valley wine, mate. All yours. Thanks for your calls this morning.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, I know. How good's that?
Well, Craig, feeling generous today.
We have a bit of a surprise for you after
Oh,
this.
Excellent. A stitch-up. Just what I always love.
Sort of a stitch-up, but we've noticed something about you.
Oh, brilliant.
That we need to talk about.
Excellent. Well, we'll do that next, I'm guessing. Very it says good. Crevo surprise on the board.
7:13 at New FM. Good morning. Sam Fell, Post Malone. We are playing Newcastle's best music all summer, 105.3 New FM. Beautiful day right across the Hunter today. Sunny, tops of 29 degrees on the coast.
And I've noticed something a little bit interesting about you, Crevo. So, okay.
This is a stitch up.
Okay.
Here we go.
We brought up on the show a few days ago that we're going to be entering the cooking competition at the Newcastle show. We had briefly spoken about this maybe 2 weeks prior to the announcement, and you seemed a little eager, but then I noticed you sort of jumped on Maddie's coattails a little bit of like, oh, do we have to? And I was like, yes, we do. Like, this is something I believe in and I'm passionate about. Give and take in this relationship, we're doing it. And so you're like, oh, okay. And then, so we put our entries in on last Thursday. All of a sudden, Crevo's out of the woodwork, baking nonstop.
Gone baking mad.
You've gone baking crazy. You've baked two French dishes in the last 4 days, a peach pecan galette.
And
a calafruti.
Clafouti.
That's it.
I knew you'd screw that up.
I tried. I'm not French. Not a French bone in me. But, you know, for someone who is... Oh, do we have to enter a baking competition? All of a sudden, you're non-stop baking.
I've got an admission.
Yeah?
I have been inspired. Like, something... I have no idea why, because I've never baked before this pretty much in my life.
Yeah.
But something suddenly I was like, you know what? Maybe it would be cool and impressive...
If I won? You to want be able to win, to bake. Don't you?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen competitive Crevo. And, like, because I said to you yesterday, you need to be on MasterChef. You're like, oh, I'm not at that level.
But
then you're baking this, what, calafruti?
Calafruti. It's, you know? The blackberry and raspberry one. You guys actually got to try it yesterday. How was
fairness,
it?
It tasted amazing.
It was very good. Interesting. We went to your house to try this cake yesterday.
Yeah.
You kindly invited us over.
Yeah,
on the way,
you.
Jade says to me in the car.
Waiting at the traffic lights.
So, do you think Crevo will have, like, some ice cream or fresh cream to have with the cake? I'm like, I don't know.
Like you've got one of those cameras in my pantry or something.
And then what did I say? Beggars can't be choosers.
Then we arrive at your house. You service up the cake.
Yeah.
And then you pull out the Blue Ribbon vanilla ice cream. The look on Jade's face.
My eyes lit up.
Yeah, I've never got the good ice cream, Jade says.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh, look, there's the one. You have DJ Mike's there.
He's just walking in with some blue ribbon ice cream.
Why have you brought that in? Just for entertainment purposes, is it?
Did you hear us talking about it?
Oh, no, it's Pancake Day today, Shrove Tuesday.
Oh, well, see, DJ Mike moonlights at 2HD, the other radio station here, and they eat so much junk food in there.
It's unbelievable,
you know what,
once you hit
a certain age, you can let yourself go. You know, challenge death a little bit. Oh, it's true.
Are you sharing today, Mike? They like to covet their food.
I know, it's very guarded.
The best ice cream.
Very good.
Well, anyway.
Sex location up next, guys. Your chance at $1,000. A 1 in 30 chance. All you have to do is give us a call if you match this ASL. We are looking for a 30-year-old male from the Maitland Council area. If that is you, give us a call. We're going to spin the cash balls next in UFM.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The UFM.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, age, sex, location. Up next, we are looking for a 30-year-old male from Maitland. If that is you, give us a ring right now, 13109, with your lucky number, and we'll spin the cash balls next. $1,000 up for grabs.
Imagine winning on a Tuesday.
Beautiful.
It's so good. Kickstart your week. Looking forward to the weekend.
Pretty good odds. 1 in 30 chance to win a grand instantly. That's what we're after. Someone to win.
Excellent. The lines are open. 13109, doing it straight after Justin Timberlake. Say something. We're live across Newcastle for your Tuesday at 7:35. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? Yes, every day we give you a 1 in 30 chance to win $1,000, Jade, with age, sex, location. And today we were looking for
a 30-year-old male
from Maitland.
That's right.
Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're from Aberglasslyn. What's happening out there this morning?
Oh, not a lot. I'm actually in Belmont at the moment.
Oh, okay.
A construction site.
Construction site.
What do you do for work, Tim? Are you a builder?
I work for a building company, but I'm an operator.
Oh, very good, very good.
Smooth operator, I bet you are.
All right, let's do this, mate. What's your lucky number, Tim?
Oh, let's just go 16.
Number 16. Okay, Jade, get those cash balls ready.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Tim. My balls are going about. One has popped out. And we were looking for number 16. Tell us about the number 16 and why you chose it.
Just a random guess.
Okay.
Just a random guess. I like that.
Well, unfortunately, random didn't work out for you this morning. Number 22 popped out.
Oh, damn it.
Thanks, Timmy. Enjoy your day, buddy. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
There we go. Next, though, guys, we are on the search for the Hunter's Best Snack Pack. Now, this got very serious, competitive. There was tons of nominations. Then we had a very fiery debate about who was going to be our snack pack hero, a.k.a. the judge of the region's best snack pack. And then we did meet Ben, our winner.
Mm-hmm.
He actually went out and did a first sampling of one of our three final locations.
That's right. Now, his qualifications were, hey, I eat snack packs a lot and I'm 132 kegs.
Yeah.
And God, he looks like he does eat a lot of snack packs.
Trustworthy. He's very trustworthy.
Yeah. Nice.
Something about the sound of his voice.
Mm.
You liked it, Jade?
I like his voice. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, maybe a career in radio ahead for Benny.
Well, that's what I said.
Snackpack Radio, very niche station.
All right, we're going to get an update on that next at New FM. It's 7:41. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Powderfinger, Burn Your Name, live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM, 7:48, and we are on the search for the Hunter's Best Snack Pack.
A lot of requests from people wanting me to try the snack pack.
Holly Trinity sauce. So it's barbecue sauce, hot chilli, and of course, garlic sauce.
This is one of the region's great debates and one of the debates that weighs heavily on the consciousness of the nation at the moment,
mm-hmm.
where the best snack pack is. Obviously, it's really a cult following. People are so into this. When we put up, you know, our first requests on Facebook to find information about
inundated.
This.
Inundated.
The requests were just amazing. And then people wanting to judge, there was a huge debate around that.
Yep.
We did, of course, pick, finally, Ben, our snack pack hero, who joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Very well. And you're a man who sounds like you've enjoyed a snack pack in the last 24 hours. We did, of course, meet you yesterday at our first finalist, a Mayfield Charcoal Chicken and Kebabs.
Yeah.
How was your first impressions, you know, through the ordering process and how it went?
Mate, it was really good, actually. There's a few, a few positives that I got out of it, which were, a couple of little notes that I've added on the bottom of the score sheet here, which I'm not going to tell anyone yet. We're going to keep those still a bit later, which is good.
Yeah.
It was quite good. Size of the food was good. Quality was good. The way it was built was quite good as well.
Impressive,
so,
yeah.
It looked delectable.
Do you know what? Sizing is very important when it comes to snack packs because a lot of places, like, overcompensate.
In some and way,
food
yeah.
wastage, no good.
Yeah, that's right. I think you pointed out yesterday it had good layering. It was a good amount of, you know, chips to meat ratio.
They put the cheese within, like, between the chips and the meat, which it just turns into this gooey mess, which is amazing.
Yeah, it really was good. Actually, it was it wasn't too hard to eat either. One of the things that I found was really good was the meat pieces were a very good size.
Did you get through the whole thing?
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah, okay. Smashed it.
You gotta remember.
Crouton too.
That's a good sign, and you know what? I feel like that's a sign of things to come in terms of the score. We are, of course, saving the big reveal till Friday.
Because it's out of 100.
That's right. Everything's scored out of 100. You know, just a reminder of the different categories. We're looking for chips. We're looking for meat value. And, of course, you know, the way design and the way it's built with the sauce is a number of different categories. And, you know, as a judge, did you feel like it was a difficult thing to score, or did it come to you easily?
No, it was actually quite. It was a bit harder than what I thought it was going to be. I was sort of just sitting there and I'm thinking, oh, you know, where's it going to work out to be? But then I was sitting and I'm thinking, but, you know, is it absolutely perfect, or, you know, is it just off, or, you know, is there, you know, and then obviously I'm sitting there as an outsider thinking, can this be built better, you know? And it was nothing really hard to think of because you don't do that for a living, and then you think those people, the three contenders that are in there that I'm judging, they do it for a living, you know, and you think, can this actually be done better? But, you know, it's hard to find, you know, and I think it's going to be the same with the other two. It's hard to find fault points.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, like yesterday, Ben, obviously Mayfield West Charcoal Chicken is your home turf. So we said to you from the get-go, now, you can't be biased here. So, and I'm sure you've done a great job. We're going to get the scores at the end of the week, reveal the winner. But where are we off to next,
So, guys? Next we're going to Ken's Kebabs at Jesmond, which is happening Wednesday, followed by the Esplanade Kebabs and Crepes on Thursday.
Oh. Yep.
So I think it's only going to get harder for you, mate.
Yeah, well, I do know the boys over there at Mayfield West. I do know Ken from Ken's Kebabs, and I do know Ali from Warners Bay as well. So it's not like I'm just going in and just knowing one of people. It's going to be straight down the line, and it is something because the other thing I sit here I'm thinking is, you know, I don't really want to steer people in the wrong direction either. I don't want to sit there and go, oh yeah, you know, I prefer this one just because I know people, because I can't really do that because I know someone at every shop. So
yeah,
that's right. Well, you're a true professional.
It's like you're choosing, but I don't know if you have kids, Ben, or you've got like two dogs, but it's like choosing your favourite dog or your favourite child, you know? It's going to be tough for you.
Yeah.
I love how you put the dogs and the child
in the same category as a snack pack.
My other half would be like that. She'd be sitting there, and I think if there was... there was two plates of food and there was the two dogs and me, I'd go hungry.
Benny, he's our snack pack hero. Thanks, buddy, for joining us. And, of course, the next judging happening tomorrow, live streamed on Facebook yet again, guys.
That's right.
Right now, though, brand new stuff from Morgan Evans. This is Diamonds at 105.3 New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Big thank you to Carl and Benny from the Happy Mobile Cafe. They've come in again this morning with our delicious coffees. And honestly, if you need a coffee van to come around your work, or maybe you're having a kid's birthday party or an event coming up, get them there because they do the best in town.
That they do. Always good coffee. Guys, did you see this story yesterday? It was in the Sydney Morning Herald about Qantas looking at bargain planes at the end of the 737 MAX grounding. So those are those planes where when they put the new software on it, it had the crash in Ethiopia and Indonesia, and they're going... you know what? This is an opportunity to get these planes on a bargain, basically.
Really bad.
Because they're saying, oh, Qantas has such a good safety record. We'll make sure that they're all good. And maybe they will, but is that really the opportunity you want to go for?
I honestly don't think that you can, you know, justify that by saying, hey, we've got a great safety record. I mean, these planes went rogue. The ones that crashed, the software overrode the pilot.
But if they're changing the software in the plane,
would
then
you fly
it
on
would,
it, though?
Well, I wouldn't know. None of us would know. They're not going to tell you that you're on that plane.
Do you know what? This is Boeing trying to save its bottom line.
Offload. Because they were a relatively new design, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know, obviously they've had these issues with the software or whatever, and it's caused two crashes, which is quite a lot. And now they, you know, going, oh, you can have them for cheap.
I don't know why people change things. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Don't change things up. Yeah. Stick to the old.
Even though there were two crashes, there were even more instances of when the plane acted erratically.
Right, and the pilots sorted it out.
They had to sort it out. And, you know, the pilots actually weren't trained in
dealing with the problem
that arose from these aircrafts. So I think it's terrible that they're looking at them.
So they're saying, you know, Alan Joyce says his airline is positioned to negotiate a cut price deal with Boeing for a new fleet. These 737 MAXs?
Well, other than the software, if they replace that, the planes are fine.
I guess so. I don't know. It just still freaks me out. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure they're going to be fine, but it does worry me to have that happening. I don't know.
Oh, me too. And do you know what? This is really, like, Qantas profits are crashing at the moment. I mean, I think that's just a really dumb move.
Are they really? Like, They haven't been doing so well. Really?
Not doing great, yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, there's something to worry or not worry about. Depends on how you feel about it, really.
Well, some people are just like, oh, it's your time. But nobody wants to go through that.
No, definitely not.
But on 13 10 09, we want to know where you ran out of fuel or where did you run out of fuel. This is because I saw a girl at the intersection there at Hunter Street where the new council chambers are. She'd broken down. Her saviour was there filling up her tank so she could get enough to get to a fuel station. And I just thought, oh, how embarrassing.
Awkward moment.
Very awkward. So it's on our Facebook page. You can check out the picture, but you can also tell us where you ran out of fuel or give us a call, 13 10 09.
Very good. Doing it next after Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care, live across the new air. It's 8 past 8, tops of 29 degrees on the coast today.
And on 13 10 09, we're taking your calls this morning. Where did you run out of fuel? Good morning, Anton.
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Yeah, that's good. Welcome to the show. So where'd you run out of fuel?
It was as I pulled into the service station.
Oh, just in time. There's a close call. How long did you push it for?
I didn't even have to push my bike. I come up the driveway, I heard it spluttering, pulled the clutch in, bike stalled, and I just coasted to the Bowser.
That's unbelievable.
That's lucky.
Were you playing
Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, were you playing like fuel light bingo for a while, or?
No, it didn't have a fuel gauge. It was a kilometre switch to reserve tap, and then find a servo.
You've done that before, it sounds like, Anton.
Nah, not before. It was luck. That was, I'm not going to lie, it was pure luck.
Oh, that's amazing.
Great story.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Alice. Hey, Alice.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. Where'd you run out of fuel?
So I've done it a couple of times. I was driving up towards a petrol station and could see I was about 5 houses away from it and ran out of fuel. So then had to walk to the servo, buy like a $40 jerry can to then go and put petrol in the car.
See, people don't get out and help push anymore.
No, I was with like a skinny little friend, so we weren't getting anywhere near the servo.
Did you at least try?
Nah, I don't even think we tried. I wouldn't have even known how to put it in drive or what. I've got no idea when it comes to cars. So,
obviously.
Yeah. And the second time I was dropping my kids off at school, just in like the little 5-minute drop-off bit.
Yeah.
And it was like in the thick of dropping the kids off, cars everywhere. And like my car started to like shake a little bit. I was like, what the hell is that? And then it just cut out, so...
Oh, yeah. No.
Called Dad to the rescue on that one. I had to ring my dad and he had to, yeah. I've done it a fair few times, but I've learnt my lesson.
Oh, have you? Always good now.
Good, good. Awesome. We all say that. I say that every day of my life, Alice, but I never do. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Trish. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. So where did you run out of fuel? What happened?
Oh, it was a million years ago now, back in 1991. So coming home from John Hunter Hospital just after I'd had my first baby, and we ran out of petrol. We lived at Butterbar, so we ran out of petrol on like Toronto Country Club there, and kind of stoked into the car park there. So he could get out of the car and went in and rang his mother, had a couple of beers while we waited. He did. We sat in the car. I sat in the car with the newborn baby.
Oh,
yeah, so that was a long, long time ago. So I think we sat there and waited for about an hour and a half or something before someone came and topped up the car. And
you would have been exhausted. You just wanted to get the baby home.
Yeah, and I was very young. I was like 18 or 19 or something. So, yeah, it was not a nice beginning.
was it winter? Was it summer? Because you don't have aircon.
It was August. That was the end of August.
Okay, so, not too bad then.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad. And I think it was the middle of the day. So it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't raining or anything like that. It was, you know, quite reasonable. And we got through it. It was fine. But, yeah, no, it was very convenient spot to
Well, at least you could get a drink and something to eat. But your baby, was it a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Have you told her this story of her first day
on Earth?
No. She's special needs, so she has no clue. No. She's, so she's 29 now. She'll be 29 this year.
Yep.
And, yeah, she actually lives in a facility that, you know, because she can't be looked after at home now. So, she doesn't know. But, yeah, no, it was a big deal at the time. We had a petrol on the way home.
Jesus, hey, Trisha.
In an old Tirana.
Did it have the bench seats and a column shift?
No. Look, I can't remember now. It was an old LH Tirana, I think, and the fuel gauge didn't work.
Of course, that's why.
Hey, Trish. I think there might have been a big duct tape holding things together and whatever, so yeah.
Oh, good stuff. We're going to send you along to Cinema Under the Stars and give you an incredible hamper pack, picnic rug in there, lots of snacks, of course. Cinema Under the Stars happening this Saturday, The Lion King screening at Newcastle, newfm.com.au for all of the deets, guys.
That's right. A round of Love It or Loathe It up next. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Excellent. Doing it next, 8:16. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Starting things today, upcycling. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it, I think.
Upcycling.
So that's where you get, like, say, I don't know, a stool or something, and then you change it a little bit so it becomes like a plant stand or something like that.
Oh.
You know, like,
I don't upcycle to that degree.
I'm not woke enough to know what that is.
Well, a lot of people do it. Like, they get furniture and then, you know, they paint it and change it a little bit so that it's new coffee
Love
table
it.
Or something.
Yeah, if you
Love
can do it.
It,
go for it.
You tried it once or twice, didn't you?
I've tried and I found complications along the way.
Like work, like hard physical work.
Yeah.
And you went, no, I don't want to borrow this anymore.
Yeah, it was too hard.
Do you repurpose things, Crevo?
Not too much. But the reason I bring this up is this thing's gone viral for upcycling, and I think it shouldn't have. So this lady called Elena has upcycled, you know, the KFC buckets?
Yeah.
Where you get all your chicken in? She's got one of them and, like, painted it with a beautiful, like, flower design and then turned it into, like, a vase.
Oh,
well, it actually doesn't look as bad as you think, but then you think about it and you go, those flowers are going to smell like slightly 3-day-old chicken after a little moment.
Points for creativity.
Do you know what though? The oil will still smell like the chicken.
That's my point.
It retains, it doesn't smell bad.
It's not
it
even
smells good.
Real flowers. It's just fake flowers.
It's too tacky, Maddie. Have a look at this.
Nah.
Oh, that's really cute.
Nah.
Jade, I thought you'd be into that. There's
not,
you know,
really
designs and lace.
I love flowers, but
and
no.
And recyclable.
Yeah.
And saving
just
money.
Just not my style. I actually am against fake flowers.
Against them, just
yeah,
as a thing.
I
love
I
how you
really
attack
like
the fake flowers in this instance and not the KFC bucket. It's being used as a vase.
If she turned it into like a waste paper bin for a little bit, then yeah. But
it's always going to smell like chicken. Like,
that's good, Crevo.
No.
Constantese, though.
Yeah,
you'd be always hungry.
I mean, KFC should get onto this. Great marketing for them, you know. Just
in all fairness,
that KFC smell around people's homes.
The buckets are quite strong because of the oil
that they have to resist.
Yeah, it's actually probably not a bad idea, really.
You could probably use that bucket as some sort of helmet or something, I can imagine. They are very strong.
Like Ned Kelly costume idea.
Yeah.
Just paint, spray paint it silver. Next book week, mums and dads, get on that.
Once again, though, your kid's going to smell like chicken while they're kicking about in the library.
Great.
They'll get teased, I reckon. They'll do it.
We got an interesting request through to the email yesterday.
Mm.
Dami Yim, she's got a checkered history on this show.
That she does.
Currently starring on Dancing with the Stars on Win. Now, her management sent us through an email offering an interview with Dami.
We were like, oh, brilliant. We'll chat to her.
Were we? Anyway, as I opened the email, read further through the thing, I realised that it wasn't an interview offer with Dami herself live on the show, but they've offered her up in a different way. It's such a cop-out. I feel like we need to talk about it.
We do, yeah. Because it's sort of like a bit of a secret of the radio industry.
Are they going to pull the curtains back?
Yeah, because we're not into that stuff. We're into just letting everyone know the real truth.
Yeah, you can see it every day on our live stream on Facebook.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to tell you more about it next, but...
This is awesome. You do not want to leave. You do not want to miss this.
Just I'm going to tell you this one thing. Dami, you're not Mariah Carey, doll. You're Dami Yim. Different.
We're uncovering a dirty secret of the radio industry next.
827, good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, real.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? We're giving you a 1 in 30 chance right now to win $1,000. And all you need is an age, a sex, and a location, Credo.
That's right. We're looking for a 23-year-old female from Newcastle Council area.
So if that's you, or maybe it's a friend you know, call them and tell them to call us now, 13 10 09.
That's right. If you get through, 1 in 30 chance at winning $1,000 instantly. 23, female, Newcastle Council.
Excellent. See that curtain on that window there, Crevo?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pull that back a little bit. I want you
to let
the sunshine in. Going to do a little reveal next. So, Dami, I don't think she likes our show very much. She did a live performance here once, and it was very awkward because mid-performance, the equipment failed, and Dami was mid-high note. Very awkward experience. Now, we haven't interviewed her since they've offered, but we got through an email on the New FM page yesterday, and it's just a bit of a cop-out, I think.
Mm.
So they've offered her up for an interview, her management company. Not live, though, with Dami. They've pre-recorded questions and answers. So how it would work is, you know, we would pretend to interview Dami.
Yeah,
and then play out the answers.
A pre-recorded answer.
This is like
very weird.
It's really weird. It's a bit of a dirty secret of the radio industry. Sometimes it goes on, but we're not about that on this show.
No.
We're like, let's get rid of all that stuff and just do an honest show. So we're going to pull back the curtain and reveal what really goes on behind the scenes.
All right, after Lewis Capaldi. Hold me while you wait at New FM. Good morning. Capaldi, hold me while you wait, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, and this morning we're pulling the curtain back on Dami Yim.
Yay! The end of my performance.
Yeah, that was a very awkward moment. Dami was performing right here at New FM and the equipment stopped working.
Super awkwardness, and now it continues.
Yes.
Interesting. We got an email through, guys, yesterday from Dami's management.
Right. And it was funny because you said to me, Maddie looked over at me from the computer there and he goes, did we say yes to a Dami Yim interview? Did either of you say that we wanted to have her back on the show? And I was like, no.
No.
Do you know what? It's just because we lived in such shame for so long after about what happened and felt so guilty. But I think she's just, like, stay clear of us now, which is fair enough. It's fair
That's
enough.
That's fine, yeah.
But I thought, you know what? I get it. I get it. We screwed you over, Dami. But then we got this email yesterday and we were all like, what the hell is this? So it's from her management and they said, hey, so we're offering Dami for an interview. She's on Dancing with the Stars at the moment.
We're like, oh, cool.
And we're like, cool. But she's unable to come on the show live. So this is like a bulk email that would be sent out to
every
all the radio
station.
Stations.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
just, you know, mass. There's mass, you know, sending it to get it on the air, whatever. Anyway, I was so puzzled because they sent through a whole heap of questions, right? And recorded answers to these questions. So they almost want us to lie to our listeners.
Yeah.
And pretend we're chatting to Dami.
They're offering us the opportunity to fake an interview with Dami in.
I'm sorry, but we're not dealing with Britney Spears here, guys. Like, if it was Britney, I'd be like, maybe. Dami
even
in,
then, though.
Very talented woman.
Great. I love
not knocking
music.
Your talent. No. Great talent.
Great talent. But
fashionista.
Is,
amazing.
I doubt she even knows what they're doing with these answers.
She recorded them.
Nah, but as if she knows.
She's not really understanding the gravity of it. Like, she's asking radio stations across Australia to lie to their listeners.
Yeah, true.
And do you know what? I'm not into it.
It feels dirty somehow. Well,
do you want to do a little fake one right now?
So, okay.
Guys, Dami Yim, absolute Aussie music superstar, joins us now. Dami, first question. What made you decide to be part of Dancing with the Stars?
So when I got asked to do this, I was like, no way. You know, I've never danced in my life. I can be many things. And one thing I'm not is I'm just not dancing. Mm. Well, on the other hand, I was like, this could be my last opportunity to actually have a go and cure myself.
I see
my
what you mean.
Total unco-ness.
Unco? Really?
She's not unco. She's like does performances at Eurovision.
Oh. Dami, I've got to ask you, what is your previous dance experience?
So, yeah, I've actually never danced in my life. I remember in high school, I wanted to...
Not once?
So I went to audition for the school dance company, and the teacher was like, okay,
so robotic, isn't it?
And I was like, I actually don't know what you mean. And she's like, well, show us something so we can judge if you can get in or not.
Mm.
Okay.
And...
Fascinating.
That's when I was like, okay, I'm just going to go home because I can't dance.
Oh, awkward, like this conversation.
So another thing that they've done with this, which makes it even more awkward and weird, like it might, is it if the answers are feeling off, something that they've done is called de-breathing. So this is another thing they do in radio, which is they delete breaths.
Mm.
But in her answers, usually you're supposed to leave a gap, so where the breath might be, but they've just... The words just go together, so it sounds like she's not breathing while she talks.
Final question today. So, Dami, tell us more. What is the rehearsal schedule like for Dancing with the Stars? Is it hectic?
So we train from 9 to 5 every weekday, and then on weekends we fly to Melbourne to prepare for the live shows on Sundays. So it's like a full-time commitment, and it's physical. And I'm not particularly fit, so, yeah, it's just been, it's been exhausting, to be honest.
Thank you for joining us on
thanks,
the show,
Dami.
And thanks for being honest.
Dami.
I will say, Dami's brand new single, Marching On, is available now if you're into that. It's available on YouTube if you want to watch the video, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your tunes from. It is a very good song.
And she's a talented artist. Don't try your fake interviews on us because we're not into it.
Never again.
No fakeness on this show. That's what we're all about.
Well, like I said, check out the single. It's very good.
Yeah, it is.
She's very talented. And she's going to Eurovision again. She's putting her hat in the ring for 2021.
Give it up, Dal.
There would have been
a second. She's actually done the best out of all.
Let someone else have a go.
I don't... Oh, hey, actually, I didn't mind her performance in that. It's just
incredible.
Just the fake interviews that I'm not into. Yeah. Anyway.
But I'm into giving away $1,000.
That's right. So when I got asked to do this, I was like, oh, come on.
Yes, indeed.
Age, sex, location, guys. It's happening 13/10/09 if you're...
23, female and from the Newcastle area.
Okay, doing it next to New FM 845.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. The chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much. Oh,
the Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where
are you now that I need you? Yeah, we're giving you a 1 in 30 chance to score yourself $1,000 cold hard cash here with Age, Sex, Location. Today we are looking for...
a 23-year-old female from the Newcastle area.
Okay. And Sophie, you're our lucky lady this morning.
Hey, Soph.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's it in New Lambton this morning?
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to work at the moment.
Oh, okay, cool. And were you listening or did someone call you and say, Sophie, call New FM now, you can win $1,000?
No, I was just listening on my way to work.
Aw, well, thank you.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, Sophie, are you a fan of Dummy M?
Pardon?
Are you a fan of Dummy M?
Do I have to say yes?
No, of course not.
You
say
yes.
Whatever you want. They're fast and loose here.
Oh, terrible. All right, we need a lucky number from you, Soph, to spin these cash balls. What are we going with today?
I'm going to go with number 7.
Number 7. Okay, Jade, spin those cash balls.
Right, here we go.
I can see ball number 7 rolling around in there.
Can you? God, you've got good eyesight.
I do. Let's hope ball number 7 pops out.
Down the line.
All right.
Why number 7, Sophie?
Pardon?
Why number 7?
I don't know. I just like it.
A lot of people have been choosing that number. It's meant to be lucky, I believe.
Just a vibe. It's just a vibe in the situation.
But, Sophie... it's not your lucky number.
Oh, no!
Number 23 came out.
Thanks anyway, Soph. Thanks for playing. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today.
We had number 22 come out this morning. It was in synchronized numbers. Wow. 22-23.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, guys, that's us done for another day. Tomorrow we're on the search, of course. It continues for the Hunter's Best snack pack.
We're going to Ken's Kebabs at Jesmond with Benny, our snack pack hero.
Jesmond.
And producer Jackson up next with 105 commercial free.
Yeah. Sorry, I almost missed that. I'm scrolling through photos of celebrities that have lost weight. Oh, my God. I'm still on this slideshow. Slow Hands, Noel Horan, he's coming up as very shortly. As well as George Ezra. I like this guy. He's cool.
Yeah, he is. He's got a good sort of relaxed feel.
He looks stinky.
No, I think he's got BO, like, by the looks of him, but I still think he's cool. He lived on someone's couch... like an Airbnb to write this song. I think that's fascinating.
George,
like, as a celebrity.
Ezra reminds me of, like, your quintessential British backpacker.
Yeah.
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 Lads.
Yeah. Have
Shots.
A shower, bro. Also, too, Matthew, for you, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
Thank you.
You're feeling it right in the fields, aren't you, Maddie?
Oh, one of my faves, that one.
It is a good song. I think this will be sort of one of the ones that is one of the biggest songs of the year.
Do you know what? This was on in a club in Melbourne on the weekend when I was down there, and it went ballistic.
I bet it did.
People loved it. I loved it especially.
Oh, cutting it sick on the D floor, Jackson.
A few lemonades in. I can't dance. I'm very white man when I dance.
The best type.
Thank you, Jackson. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.